Sabbath, baby. Fucking Black Sabbath. This is Default Radio, episode 21. I'm Decoder. Today's date, April fucking. The
ninth.
Fuck is April 9th?
It's April 9th.
And that's fucking Lucky 225.
Yep.
Back and in full effect.
That's right.
Back.
I know it's not theory gonna show up after us.
After you fired him, I don't know where the fuck he is, man. Don't know where he is. I haven't talked to him all day, I think. I don't know.
Didn't show up because he doesn't work here anymore.
Shut the fuck up, Lucky. You don't know what you're talking about. Don't make me have to fire you again, man. It breaks my heart when I have to do it.
No.
Don't make me have to. I mean, because you didn't show up on Wednesday when you were supposed to. When we were supposed to call fucking Off the Hook.
Oh, yeah.
They even did a two-hour episode. I was like, maybe fucking Lucky will show up now. No, he never did.
Well, you know, I've just been busy with work. I mean...
It's no excuse. We were going to call Off the Hook. We were supposed to do it 2 weeks ago. But that's neither here nor there, because this isn't Off the Hook. This is Off the Meat Rack, Default Radio.
And,
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this is Off the Network right here is what this is.
That's it, man. And then people tell me, you know, I'll get back to Off the Hook because, you know, I wanted to talk about it. A lot of people tell me, oh, I haven't listened to that show in, like, fucking 100 years and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I haven't either. And, I mean...
ever since you were on it.
Sorry. Actually, yeah. I mean, to tell you the truth, I mean, I'm sorry, Emmanuel, but you don't type the fucking show notes.
Well, you know what, though? You know what? You know fucking what? To me, it doesn't matter. Because I get it on the radio, baby. 99.5 FM.
WBAI.
WBAI. And I get it. So you know what? Wednesday, if I'm around the radio and it's around 7 o'clock, I listen Off the Hook. I haven't been to the Off the Hook website in about 75 years.
See, that's the problem. I'm in, you know, beautiful, sunny Southern California. And when I go to Off the Hook, you know, I used to listen to it regularly, but then, you know, I'd miss a week or I'd miss 2 weeks, and then I'd be like, well, you know, I want to listen to the shows, but they're so long, and it's got the commercial intro, and Winamp started freezing.
Looking so long, they're an hour, man. It's an hour.
Yeah, but they have the 5 minutes worth of commercials in the intro, and like Winamp would freeze if I try and fast forward. So I just wanted like some general notes about what the show was about to see whether I could skip that one, or you know.
Well, nobody's writing them notes, so maybe you should email Off the Hook.
Someone proposed that they were going to do all the Off the Hook show notes. It was Sandnigger, actually. He was emailing all of the Off the Hook show notes
to Emmanuel, and they never did anything with it.
Yeah, from I think when did they stop? In
okay, 2000? You know what we're gonna do, Lucky, and this is you know, and this will ensure that we don't do this because everything I say we're gonna do, we never do. But it's true. I'm not making a joke. It's fucking true. But what we're gonna do. Is you better be around Wednesday because, you know, tell you the truth, I tried to call on my own and I couldn't get through. I was calling for like an hour, couldn't get fucking through. It was ringing,
well,
they just weren't answering. But
I'll try to get the other number from Emmanuel.
Yeah, get the real number. You be around Wednesday, fucking 7 o'clock, 7:30, whenever you think they're going to start taking calls, all right? We're going to call up, and we're going to ask about that. We're going to be like, yo, what the fuck? It's a story. What's the show notes? So our man was fucking writing them up for you. What are you doing?
Right. Seriously.
But I don't know, man. Last week, they did a show about phones. This week, they did a two-hour show. I don't know. Seems kind of like a familiar format to me. That's all I got to say about that, baby. But, you know, anyway.
I don't know. Another thing is, I won't discuss it on this show. We'll let it be a surprise on Off the Hook.
All right.
Okay. Anyways, yeah, man. I just got off work.
Good for you. What do you want, a fucking prize for that shit? What the hell does it matter? Why do I care? You just got off work. You're here, right? It's a good goddamn thing since not there even here.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have done it by myself. I would have just put that air.
Had a fucking day today, man. It was fucking beautiful.
You know what we would have done? We would have just played one of the random unreleased episodes of this show and just pretended it was a new app.
Yeah.
We would have done, man, because I wasn't going to do it by myself. I mean, I hate to say it. Yeah. Everybody says I talk a lot and I do most of the talking and blah, blah, blah. I'm a fucking loudmouth. But, you know, when it comes down to it, if I didn't have you with me, Lucky, or not Theory, or any fucking buddy, I'd just be here like, I don't know, you know? So, whatever.
Yeah. Just fucking commenting and shit like that.
Yeah, exactly. It's how it's got to be a back and forth, give and fucking take, you know? Just like Doug and his gay relationships. Got to be a give and take.
Yeah, there's not much Doug can say about that right now because he's out there engineering.
Yeah, I thought for sure he'd come by for that, but whatever. Anyway.
He's like trying to find the phone, trying to connect the cords up right now.
Make a comment. You know what? He's gonna pull a Doug because he's done it before. We're going to call this pulling the Doug. He's going to come in 20 minutes from now commenting on that.
Okay.
But whatever. But anyway, I don't know. We got some email. We got some pretty cool email. The first email, I'm going to give out a piece of information. This person didn't necessarily, I don't know if they wanted me to give this out on the show. They actually explicitly said I could do that or not, or just keep it for myself, but I'm going to give it out. This email is from Captain Jack, and apparently he found the toll-free bridge that's still, you know, with a passcode that's still operable, so here, let me light a cigarette.
What the fuck? We're trying to do a goddamn radio show here. You
fuck you, man. Fuck you. Anyway, but here's the email. It's from Captain Jack, and it says, fucking, after doing a lot of Googling and looking through some Usenet logs, I came across a number that might be useful for future episodes of Default Radio, and here it is. It's the future. Or to me personally. See, right there. You know. But I'm going to give it out because I'm a nice guy. He said, I found this buried in a server log. Apparently our friends at Bank of America were using it to host a shareholder meeting. I checked it out, and it appears to still work. Now, I'm about to give out the number, but here is the decoder disclaimer. I've not called it. I've not entered the passcode, so I don't fucking know whether it works or not. But the number is 888-448-7747, 888-448-7747. And the passcode is 2787043. That's 2787043. So like I said, I've not tested it. Captain Jack said he tested and appeared to still work. I'm not giving any, you know, don't send me an email. That bridge fucking didn't work, okay? Because if it doesn't, I don't care. Fuck you. And it says, if you mention it on Default Radio, please remind listeners to opt-divert, as it's a toll-free number, and they're undoubtedly recording the ANI of callers. And, yeah, that's exactly right. So, yeah, opt-divert to that if you're going to use it for a comp. So if somebody out there, check it out. You know, maybe, Lucky, you want to aim?
Yeah.
If any one of our listeners checks it out and sees if it works, they could fucking IM you so we can get, like, you know, a real fucking time update on that. But anyway,
yeah,
that's from Captain Jack.
Actually, I'm going to sign on to my default.
Okay, cool. So that's from Captain Jack, so big shouts to Captain Jack. Now,
just to let our listeners know, when I'm on Default Radio, and when you guys want to comment on anything about Default Radio.
Yeah.
Go ahead and IM the screen name. This is the screen name for that. It's Guasti. That's GUASTI.
91743?
That is correct.
Okay,
Guasti,
well, I didn't even know that.
91743.
Guasti 91743. All right. Is that like Beverly Hills 90210?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
All right, well, yeah, anyway. this email, like, you know, I just got this today because, let me put it to you like this, fucking Doug gets all the email for 1111 at defaultradio.com, which is the default box. He gets it all, and it's all forwarded to his Linux mail account, right? Mm-hmm. And what he does is he forwards me the fucking mail. And apparently he just did it all today or something, because I had no mail and then I had 10 mails from him. And, what happened?
Pulling a Doug.
Yeah, pulling a Doug. Well, this one's from April 6th, so there's something in here that I just don't understand. I don't know if there was something wrong when Doug forwarded it to me. I don't know if it's from XLogic X, okay? Fucking, I don't know, man, but it says, what the fuck is up, Doug, Theory, and it says 74HC138. What does that mean?
What the fuck?
I don't know. XLogic X, man, fucking, I don't know what that means. I don't know if that's what you wrote, but it just says.
I don't know if that's leak code.
I don't know what it says. I mean, I'm looking at it. I'm like, look, I'm putting my head away from the screen. I'm trying to make the text bigger. I don't know what it says, so. I don't know. You know, it's got to be something that I'm missing. So whatever, I'm missing
something. You got to be careful, Decoder. You know, we don't know what the fuck that is. That might be some sort of code for Al Qaeda.
I was just gonna say that we're fucking XLogic X is sending us some fucking out. Who just called in?
I'm not gay.
You idiot! You did it on purpose. Just hang the fuck up. Get out of here. Go.
I'm not gay.
By the way, Doug, while you're here, I wanted to ask you one thing.
I know, the email, that's exactly how I sent it, because I just opened it to make sure.
I don't know what that means, but XLogic X will send us a follow-up. But anyway, Doug, somebody on AIM asked me a question earlier, so I'm going to pose it to you while you're here, before I finish reading this email. They wanted to know what software you use to record this. I know you use a voice modem and shit, but what software do you use?
Windows.
All right. Well, that answers your question. Yeah, that's really helpful, I'm sure, to the person who was asking me.
Oh, man.
I use Sound Recorder with Windows.
You know what? You're no use. Get the fuck out of here.
I use Sound Recorder with Windows every minute I make a new wave.
Oh, yeah. Okay, get out of here. Just shut up. If you're not going to tell them how, this isn't like a secret ingredient how we're recording the fucking thing.
No, it's not, actually. All you got to do is get a voice modem of some kind that has a speakerphone output and a microphone input, actually, if you want. But you get the speaker output, and you put it directly into the line-in jack of your sound card, and then you open up any recording utility you want. I'm actually using Cool Edit Pro, the original, right now.
Okay, that's all we wanted to know, Cool Edit Pro. Okay, hang up. See you later. Anyway, fuck you.
I was trying to explain it, but you know what?
You just did.
There's more to it.
I know there's more to it. You don't have to give a tutorial. Maybe that'll be, like, for a future episode of Default Radio. Anyway.
Yeah, well, the bottom line is...
The bottom line is your phone is all fucking up. Get out of here.
The bottom line is this fucking cell phone
just dropped. Anyway. All right, so yeah, let me finish this fucking email. He said, you said you don't get enough email, so I thought I would give you guys another fuck you. Well, thanks, you know, we really appreciate that. Feel the love.
Yeah.
You probably don't know who I am, and it doesn't matter. I know who you are. Come on, what the fuck? But I'm yet another Arizona hacker that you guys say there are so many of. Hope to see you guys at our PHX HackerCon Phoenix, I guess that is, that's supposed to happen around the beginning of 2005. Yeah, Slip and the rest of us. Yep. What do you have to say?
When you said Arizona hacker, I thought you were about to say, I'm just another Arabic terrorist.
Shut the fuck up. It's Arabic. Anyway, shut the hell up. What the fuck? It's both, okay, yeah, definitely the fucking HackerCon that Slip is setting up. Then he says, Slip and the rest of us really need some organization and money may be an issue, but he also plans on being at the Fifth Hope, as do I, and I don't know about you, Lucky. You going to be at the Fifth Hope, fucker?
I'm trying, man, I'm trying.
You better, if you don't, man.
My $9 an hour, I'm setting aside some money.
Dude,
and,
you better be there, man, anyway.
I got a plan, but I might need a place to stay, like I said.
What do you mean a place to stay, dude? I was supposed to stay in your room. What the fuck?
Yeah, well, rooms are $150 a night, and I don't make that kind of money.
Fuck.
Yeah.
You know
what we're going to do? Well, I won't discuss it on the show, but there's a little room that I know of that...
We're going to do something about that, because that's kind of bullshit. We'll figure something out. Anyway, the rest of the email. Also, props to Decoder's music selections. I had a lot of shit that was played until my car got broken into. Well, that sucks. I had lots of Atari Teenage Riot, Aphex Twin, Alec Empire, The Destroyer is a good album, yeah, hell yeah, fucking, I also listen to a lot of punk. I'm planning on going to the punk voter tour out here in a week with fucking Jello and NoFX, hell yeah, blah, blah, blah. And it says, I know you don't vote, decoder, so you have my fuck you. That's right. I'm not a voter, and I'm not a punk either. So there you go. I'm an industrial, what's the word? Damn it. Anyway. And fuck Sprint, fuck DeVry, fuck Sprint, and fuck everyone else at Default Radio. Well, there you go. Hell yeah.
We might have wanted to save that for the end of Default, is when we usually give our fuck yous.
Nah, whatever. Well, no, we're going to give shouts today. The fuck yous were no big deal. Anyway, fucking, we got a lot of email. Holy shit, am I going to read all these?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, well, this one's from G.I. Joe, of course, and,
he's on AIM right now, by the way.
He's on AIM. Hopefully Doug gave him, his defaultradio.com fucking address, because, he helped me out with something. He gave me a,
Oh, speaking of which, did we give those, addresses out to those?
We'll get to that.
Okay.
I don't know if Doug did that. Doug is he's the one who hands them out. If it was up to me, I would hand them out to anyone. So, you know, if you feel you deserve one, you gotta either let Doug know or let me know and I'll let him know. But if you don't get your shit right away, don't come blaming me. It's Doug who's doing it, so blame him. He needs to get on the ball. But anyway, so G.I. Joe will hopefully get one because he got me, he hooked me up with a cereal for Dead Aim, so. Actually, a friend of his, I think, had it on his own fucking page, had it on his own site, you know, and in the zip fucking, you know, was the application and a fucking, OCM with the cereal. So, yeah. Anyway, so yeah, thanks for the Dead AMG, Joe. You get the fucking tfallradio.com. Anyway, he has a question. This I'm going to pose to you, Lucky, all right?
Okay.
All right. Now, he says, my thread in the DDP forums isn't getting a response about the T-Mobile prepaid phones in episode 20, because that's what you talked about. And I was hoping if I can get an answer if I sent it straight to the source. So here's the...
I think he asked this once before, and then, like... I had to go somewhere, so I didn't respond.
Well, here's the fucking actual post from the fucking DDP forums.
Okay.
Was listening to Default F20, and I think it was Doug or maybe Lucky that brought up the T-Mobile prepaid service. That was you who brought it up, right?
I can't really remember.
I don't remember either. Anyway, so I looked around their site and think I found what was referred to as the $80 phone, the Nokia 3595. It looked pretty nice and cheaper than what I expected. I had a couple of quick questions for anybody that might have used it. The phones they sell for this, are they new or used/refurbished? Whoever talked about it mentioned a special deal they got with unlimited data transfer. I don't see this on the site. Could you give me more details on how you got it? Seems pretty competitive to what I thought I was going for, something Virgin Mobile, which had the best rates. But these are the same just about if you get at least $25. I don't know what the hell I'm reading here. At least $25 every 90 days in airtime, blah, blah, blah.
Well, you know, I can't really speak on that, on the specific rates and everything like that.
I just
think
he wants to know about the data transfer, unlimited data transfer.
I have heard a rumor about that, actually.
So now we're fucking proliferating rumors and shit, man?
I like I said, I'm not T-Mobile. I'm not.
Well, who the hell said it? You were Doug, because I don't remember. I don't listen to this show.
No. I don't believe it was said on Default. I believe it was someone else told me about it. Like,
no, he has it right here, dude. 72 minutes in. That's what
okay.
It said. Anyway, fucking. So we don't know G.I. Joe. Apparently, I sure as hell don't. I don't deal with T-Mobile or G-Mobile, as I like to call them. Speaking of freaking G-Mobile. I've been calling them G-Mobile for so long, and I've been calling email Gmail, right?
Yeah.
Google Mail is Gmail.
Okay.
That's what they're calling themselves.
All right.
I think they're fucking ripping me off.
Is that in an @google.com? Or?
I don't even know. I didn't even fucking look at it because they fucking send a fucking spider through your fucking the bodies of your email, so I'm not down with that. But your emails are going to be fucking archived on Google. But anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they're calling themselves Gmail, so I think I might have to be suing them.
Alrighty.
Yep. Anyway.
There it is. Gmail.google.com.
Yep. Fuck them, man, with their Gmail. That shit is mine. Gmail. Gmail and your G-Mobile. Yeah, fuck. But, yeah. Well, we got another email from, this is from XXThugStylesXX. I guess I'll just call him ThugStyles.
Okay.
Yeah, if people got the X's, man, it always bothers me because I never know what to call them.
Is that like that kid, XXDigital_ liquid_acid_xx.
Yeah, just like him. I didn't know that he spelled it with X's. Did not know.
Think,
well, the thing is, it's like, I don't have a problem with that. I just have a problem with, like, fucking, do they say the X's? Do you not? Like, XLogicX, is he Logic? Is he XLogicX? I don't know. Send me an email, Logic and XLogicX, and let me know, because I don't know. I'm just going to say every letter in the name. So XX Doug Styles XX says, I've got an idea for a decent project for Default Radio. I'm going to go around getting numbers from local places in Michigan, cell numbers, payphones, companies, etc. for a show segment. Some good ones in Detroit, let some crackheads pick up the payphone. Yeah, we know all about that from Majestic. He's over there in Detroit with crackheads. And he says, I'll post them when I get all of them, but for now, if you want to just start playing with 734-313 and 248 area codes. All right, now you know what? Before I even got this email, I have been actually playing around with the 313 area code. And unfortunately, and I didn't have anything to do with this because I just got the fucking email like 10 minutes ago, but because of fucking Doug, even though this was sent on April 5th, I think I'm reading these emails backwards. Anyway, I was actually playing in the 313 area code, and I found some error messages for Michigan Bell and for Detroit Bell. So these are pretty old fucking error messages, you know. So there's pretty some cool stuff if you start searching around
Michigan
313.
Michigan Bell.
Yeah, Michigan Bell. It's fucking craziness. But also, email from Kizzle. This email, I love this email because it's short. I don't have to read anything. Thanks for the email, dudes, because Kizzle has Kizzle at defaultradio.com. And why does he have that? Oh, yeah, because of the picture of the trampoline, the roof trampoline. That was on the default site for a while. I don't know if it's there anymore, though.
Yeah, that's great.
But yeah, so he gets it.
Yeah. See, it doesn't take much.
It doesn't take much. You just gotta, you gotta do anything. You know what I'm saying? Any fucking thing.
Just be creative.
Yeah, just anything, man. Like I said, fucking, G.I. Joe got me a cereal for fucking Dead Aim. That's all. Yeah. Hey, here's an email address. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
is
Dead
that
Aim
all the
is
email
Meat Pro.
You have?
Huh?
Is that all the email you have right now? Or you
I got one more, and it's another one from XX Thug Styles XX.
Huh?
And I like this one, too. He says, I was thinking you should make just a shitload of fucking music remixes with you guys and set up a new section to download. I would love to go down to Detroit, a.k.a. the D, that's THAD, listening to some rap remixes that just totally exploit the actual song and make it tight by having it hacking, freaking related, like we made for a few of the intros. And also on the intro of BinRev. Well, the intro of BinRev is actually, what's his name? Zerl. You go to his site. So that dude is an actual rapper or whatever, underground fucking hip-hop musician. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, P.S., and this is my favorite part. Ever since listening to you say how cool you could be by smoking, I have mad hoes because I can cough louder than anyone I know. I'm fucking uber-leet cool now. Thanks.
Oh, my God, that reminds me. I don't know if it was him. It might possibly have been him.
Okay.
Someone messaged me, and they said, first off, you kick ass. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
You do.
And then, second of all, Default Radio fucking rocks. And I'm like, okay. He's like, thank Decoder for me because I started smoking. It's the best fucking thing I've ever done.
Well, you know what? I'm definitely not politically correct, and I can say that I'm happy, you know, to enhance people's lives with the great enjoyments and benefits you can get by smoking.
Oh God! Yeah,
people think I'm not serious about that, and I'm gonna fucking get serious for a second here. You know what I'm saying? You're not gonna live forever, okay? I don't care what anybody thinks. Everyone dies. It's a sad fact, you know, because it's just. It's a fact of life. Death is a fact of life. You're going to fucking die, right? So not doing something because it's bad for you, everything's fucking bad for you. Waking up in the morning is bad for you. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to die anyway. So why not do things that make you fucking happy? And if you gain enjoyment from either smoking cigarettes or fucking doing whatever, and somebody else wants to put you down for it, fuck them. The people who say drugs are bad, fuck them. You know, the one thing I will have to say about drugs, though, is that there are some people who can't handle drugs.
Yeah,
not even hard drugs. There are people who just can't handle, like, weed, per se, you know? And it's not the drug that's bad. if the person can't handle it, they fucking can't handle it. Some people can't handle alcohol. There's some people who drink alcohol and they're all fucking cool, no problem. And some people drink alcohol and they get fucking violent. It's all, yeah. it's subjective, man. All these fucking things are subjective. So, you want to fucking, if smoking fucking, you like it, do it. Don't let somebody tell you, oh, that's bad for you, this, fucking that. Fuck them. Fuck them. Tell them to go kill themselves because they're fucking worthless pieces of shit if they want to fucking put you down for something that you fucking like. It's for something that you like. It's your fucking life. You do what you want with it. The fucking life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And you know what? Your liberty and your happiness is fucking, if it's smoking, good for you. And if your liberty is fucking not smoking, good for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to go, you don't see me going to people, oh, you don't smoke, you're not fucking cool. I mean, what the fuck? I'm not saying you're cool for smoking. That might be a little bit of a joke. I'm saying you're fucking cool if you fucking do something everybody puts you down for. Fucking do it. You know what I'm saying? Anything.
Yeah.
And you could apply that to anything in the fucking world.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just decoded life lessons for today.
I'm just saying, like you know, I don't smoke.
Not a problem. I mean, just because, you know.
I don't get any enjoyment out of it. So,
exactly.
I mean,
so why would you?
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm not going to just do it because Decoder says so, you know.
Well, you might, though. A lot of people do things because I say so.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, at least they might be getting some enjoyment out of it.
You get enjoyment out of it, do it. That's all I got to
yeah.
say.
I'm just saying, you know, me personally, I just
well,
don't
do,
care.
Because you don't get enjoyment out of it. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Like right now, I'm drinking a Smirnoff, and that's my alternative.
And some people might say, oh, you're bad because you drink. The only people who are bad because they drink are the guys on fucking The Broken.
I mean, come on.
Those are the only people. No, I'm being dead serious on that, too, because it seems like that they're sitting there on some steps and they're drinking beers to look fucking cool. You know what I'm saying? If there was ever a default TV, the only reason I would be smoking is because I wanted to smoke, not to fucking, oh, look at me, I'm fucking smoking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's it. The only reason I would have a beer in my hand is if I felt like fucking having a beer. If this is hypothetically fucking default TV, doing a fucking TV fucking show or whatever, any kind of video like that, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to drink because of it, but I'm not going to let it get in the way of me drinking if I feel like it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All I got to say about The Broken, you guys, oh, look at how cool we are. We're drinking fucking beers. Fuck you. Fuck you. There was probably like ginger ale in there anyway.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing, too. On The Broken, they make it so obvious that they're not drinking it because they want to. They're sitting there with a big fucking 40-ounce.
Yeah, it's like you're retarded, man. I mean, anyway, I don't even want to think about that.
I wouldn't even drink that shit, man. It tastes like piss water.
Yeah, malt liquor? I haven't drank malt liquor since I was, like, 13 years old. What the fuck, man? I haven't drank 40s since I was, like, a kid. So I was in junior high school. It's just garbage. Anyway, I don't even want to think about it. It just pisses me off when I think of fucking idiots like that.
Well, I'm drinking malt liquor right now, but it's Smirnoff. So
I'm just saying. I like Colt 45 or Old English or something, man.
Yeah, fuck out
of here with that $2 fucking beer.
King Cobra.
Yeah, I mean, what the fuck? Well, my favorite, Silver Thunder.
Okay.
I don't know if you ever heard of it.
No, I actually haven't.
Silver Thunder. I remember, I don't know if it's like this anymore, but a couple of years back when I was fucking just felt like drinking a 40 one day, I went into the store. They had this thing called Silver Thunder, and it was 2 40-ounces for $1.49. And it said it right on the label. It said it on the label, 2 for $1.49. I'm like, well, you fucking can't go wrong with that shit, man. You can't go wrong.
Great.
Anyway, see, enough about drinking and smoking. I'm about to smoke a cigarette, though.
Yeah. Okay, Inhuman 4 says our show is the fucking shit. So shouts to him.
Yeah, big shouts. Ah, wow. Smoking is so cool. You know, when I can't enjoy a Wrigley's gum, I choose Newports. Smoke for my smoking satisfaction.
Doug says Decoder is not the anti-drug.
I'm not. I'm not the anti-drug. You know what's my anti-drug? Drugs.
Well, default radio might be an anti-drug for some people, though.
It might. I encourage people to fucking do drugs while you listen to this. Any kind. You know, and another thing, I can't stand the fucking people who fucking are like, man, oh, you do drugs. Drugs aren't fucking cool. They're just a waste of time. But they fucking drink caffeine, like, fucking nonstop. It's like, what, that's not a drug? Just because it's not illegal. You know what I'm saying?
It's not. Comes from caffeinated beans, dog.
So what, yeah, really?
Yeah.
So it's not a drug, huh? So weed isn't a drug, cocaine isn't a drug, heroin isn't a drug.
Not, it's all natural.
So the only drug in the world is like crank, right? All right.
Yeah, like methamphetamine, you know, it's batched, it's artificial. It's the only drug.
Yeah, well, good, because I don't do meth, you know, so it's all right, man. I don't do fucking meth. I'll do some fucking coke, some fucking smack, I'll smoke some fucking weed. That's all good, I guess, because it's all natural.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we learned something new today. Enough about drugs and smoking, man. Wait, let me take a hit.
Yeah, what the fuck are we doing? Seriously.
I don't know, but, you know what? I just want to get, I have a bunch of stuff here. I have some phone-related shit, right?
Okay.
But I have some stuff that's not phone-related.
All right.
And,
Well, before we get on with that, I mean, I know we got off a little off topic with the drugs and all
that,
but we had just finished our emails before that, so I think now would be the time to announce our newest emails that we have given away.
Okay, the newest emails that we've given away. You're going to tell me. Are we allowed to announce this on the show?
Yeah, definitely. Why not?
Oh, okay. Do you know, like, the actual email names?
Yeah. Doug just messaged me. He only has one of the emails set up right now.
Okay, well, all right, announce it then.
Okay, and this email goes to Deranged, and his email address will be Deranged, DERANGED, at defaultradio.com.
Okay.
And I'll let Decoder give the reason as to why he has accepted.
Well, what's the other one?
I can't remember the other screen name.
Well, I'll give it to you because, you know, we should have talked about this before the show.
Okay, the other one is, let's see, the midget.
Okay, all right, that's what I have, yeah. All right.
Okay.
So DAMIDGET.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to get off that topic.
Okay.
All right, because, you know, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, so.
Okay.
Anyway. Excuse me for, like, you know, not knowing what's going on half the time.
All right. That's fine.
Fuck. Yeah, we should do some huddles before the show or something.
Yeah, I know. We should really be a little more organized.
Yeah. Well, you know what, though? I got some fucking news here. Here's something about AT&T.
Yeah,
such a smooth fucking segue there.
Just came right off the wire.
Yeah, right off the... This is right down the fucking wire I'm getting this from. Fucking... but it was yesterday, so because my wire is a little late, because I don't have a
high speed wireness.
No, I don't.
You got low speed Morse.
Yeah, so I haven't read this yet. Yeah, it's all in Morse code, so I have to translate it. I haven't read it yet, but I'm gonna read it on the show because that's how we do it, you know. I gotta say, I don't have time. You know what I'm saying? I don't have time to do all this shit. Just like that's why Default Daily hasn't been done since Monday.
Great.
Yeah, whatever. I said Default Daily with poetic license just because it started off every day. That's because, you know, I had nothing to do that week.
Yeah.
But anyway. Ah, man. Yeah, just in case you don't know, Default Daily is on 206-736-1234. In case you don't know about that shit, it was supposed to be something that we did every day on the telephone, a little short episode. But you know what? It's not really – it's kind of dying. But I'll kickstart it again, so it'll start happening. We'll do something with that. Maybe I'll just get on there with just bullshit. We'll get into motion.
That?
Huh?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what about you?
Oh, God, man. You were like, so that'll, you know, I'll kickstart that again, so that'll start happening. So like,
your phone
fuck?
Is all fucked up, man. Anyway, I hope I didn't hear that on the fucking stream. Anyway, yeah, AT&T. This is AT&T expected to lose internet fee dispute. And the FCC reported... Was reported Thursday to be ready to issue a costly ruling against AT&T in a dispute over fees on certain long-distance calls via the Internet. AT&T asked to be exempted from paying local telephone companies hundreds of millions of dollars in fees because the calls in question traveled partly over the Internet, or the global interweb. Internet-only calling currently is exempt from fees under the theory that the technology is still young. Is that a theory that it's fucking still young? Who the fuck wrote this? This is another one of these fucking articles that doesn't have a name on it.
Hey, Decoder.
Yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt you. Code Monkey's pitching that he needs an email address.
What the hell did he do for me?
we'll let him reply to that when he gets it on the screen.
I mean, Code Monkey's doing a lot of cool shit, but, you know, I mean, I think he has to do something for me, personally, or for the show.
All right.
Big shouts to Code Monkey, though. No disrespect. That dude is mad fucking cool. But, I just want to know why. Give me the reason. It's not like I'm not going to give it to you. You're probably going to get it anyway. But, you know, I'm just asking why. I'd like to at least have, like, a reason why I'm, like, handing these out, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, let me fucking finish reading this. Next time, wait till I finish the article, you fuck. Damn bastard. Fuck you.
I thought it was...
Just shut the fuck up. I'm still reading. All
right. Priority importance.
Yeah, it came down the line, priority. Anyway. Jesus, where the fuck was I? Oh, yeah. Okay, so it's a theory that internet-only calling is still young. Okay, I don't know how long it's been going on. 99? Well, that's 4 years. It's young. Anyway. At least three of the FCC's five commissioners have voted to reject AT&T's argument. Well, I would too, if fuck AT&T. The Washington Post reported, quoting sources at the agency, anyway, AT&T was said to have acknowledged that it had lost the battle. Well, good for them. I hope they have to pay hundreds of million dollars to anyone. AT&T withheld some payments to regional telephone companies for as long as 2 years, arguing that the calls carried even short distances over the largely unregulated internet should not be subject to traditional phone fees. You know what? Fuck you, AT&T. Because what the fuck? When you make a call, it's what the fuck, man? Isn't it VoIPed? What is that chick going over goddamn long lines? Lucky, okay, theoretically, let's sit here and fucking ponder. If I was just be sitting here in New York and call you in Southern California, not on your Packet 8, but let's assume you had a landline.
Yeah, okay.
Right? So if I was to call you if you had a landline.
We'll say the payphone down the street. That's my landline.
Okay, so I call the payphone down the street.
Okay.
That's not getting voiped at all? It is.
I don't know.
It is, man. It's getting voiped somewhere along the lines. It has to be.
Not necessarily. They
got
cheap, that network.
It's cheaper to fucking do it, man. And they got enough bandwidth where it doesn't sound like Packet 8. I'm serious, bro.
You're telling me no matter what, it's all voiped.
Not always. Not 100% of the time. But this is like AT&T saying, oh, even if fucking it got voiped from fucking down the block, you know, we don't have to pay that. We don't have to pay for these fucking... Fuck you, man. Fuck them. I don't even want to... Whatever. Fuck them. I don't know. Somebody who knows more about this than me, let me know. I think a good amount of fucking phone calls from landline to landline are getting voiped fucking somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
I remember when you were doing some exchange scanning and it was cutting out on the rings and all kinds of shit.
Yep. I'm telling you, man. It's like... It has to be. Long distance, it has to be getting voiped somewhere along the line. But I don't know. Anybody knows more about this than me, fucking let me know. Because I truly don't know. I'm just assuming, or more than I'm giving an educated guess, that fucking it's getting voiped somewhere along the lines when I'm calling fucking across the goddamn country. Fuck AT&T. Anyway.
Well, I mean, it hasn't been getting voiped in the past, so.
I'm talking today.
I know, but I mean, I think the only points where it's getting voiped is where, you know, some central office tech or something is getting annoyed of the call handling, so he just drops it.
I'm thinking that it's been, that they've been using VoIP a lot fucking longer than we have, you know what I'm saying? And they just got a good enough fucking, they got enough bandwidth where it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I don't even want, you know, whatever. You know, the other article I have is stupid. We already went over it on Default Radio. As a matter of fact, Cessna brought this up on Default Daily, excuse me, and it's mobile software ties Wi-Fi and VoIP for free calls. So, we already talked about this. Just a short little synopsis, blah, blah, blah. A new way to merge two disruptive technologies, internet phoning and Wi-Fi, was introduced Tuesday. I guess this is last Tuesday.
This is like three Tuesdays ago.
No, this is April 7th. This is by a guy, W. David Gardner of Tech Web News. In form of mobile PDA software from Skype, S-K-Y-P-E, Skype, yeah, whatever, Skype technology is called Pocket Skype. The free software enables users of Microsoft Pocket PC-based handhelds. I'm fucking losing my voice. Anyway.
Smoking's good for you.
It is. It's great. Where the fuck was I? Yeah, Pocket PC-based handhelds to connect to Wi-Fi access points to make free VoIP calls. Here's his little quote from, this is a quote from Nicholas, N-I-K-L-A-S, Zenstrom. Pocket Skype is essentially the same core as our desktop software, said Niklas Zenstrom, CEO and co-founder of the Stockholm-based Skype. Oh, this is something based in fucking Sweden, huh? Big shouts to Sweden, and big shouts to fucking everybody at Stockholm 2600. I don't know what happened to those dudes. Oh, you know what? The dude that I was talking to from there, I think he went into the military over there. He was telling me something about, like, one out of every five males have to join the military. So, hope he's...
Yeah, don't they give you, like, a machine gun or something?
Yeah, oh, hell yeah. Oh, fucking hell yeah. So, big shouts to Cell 45460. Haven't heard from him for a while, but...
He's probably out killing people. But.
Hell yeah, part of the fucking Stockholm arm of Default Radio. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. PDA manufacturers have noticed possibilities of taking advantage of VoIP and Wi-Fi technologies in one simple hardware package, and some firms have even begun manufacturing such devices. However, there has been a gap, no enabling software. Zenstrom said he created Pocket Skype to fill that gap. So you know what? Big fucking props to Niklas Zenstrom. That guy's a fucking cool dude. While both technologies are still in their infancy, there is nevertheless something of a rush by startups and established companies alike to implement Wi-Fi and VoIP quickly. Wi-Fi hotspots are rapidly proliferating. I love that word. I like to proliferate things.
What the hell? Oh, sorry. I was reading an IM here.
Anyway, some of which are for the users, which is particularly intriguing. No, what is particularly intriguing is the notion that a user could go to a free Wi-Fi hotspot, log on to a broadband Wi-Fi connection, and make a free VoIP telephone call. And that's cool as shit, so yeah. Big shout again to Niklas Zenstrom. However, it's not quite so simple. Skype users can only make free VoIP calls to other Skype users who have downloaded the firm's software from the Skype website. Users typically must also use headphones with the service. Well, that's just for now. Sooner or later, there'll be Skype to POTS. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Zenstrom said with the current rendering of Pocket Skype, is a beta version, an indication that it will be updated later. Well, yeah, that's usually what a beta version means. Anyway, he added that the PDA version has the same core features as the established desktop version, which include instant messaging, directory access, contactless, and free worldwide calling. Zenstrom indicates he believes the mobile market will develop gradually because, for one thing, not many PDAs are yet equipped with Wi-Fi capability. However, there is a new generation of PDAs coming later this spring, some of which will be fitted with Intel's powerful new 530 MHz X-Scale processor running on a new improved version of Microsoft's mobile OS. Many of these will be equipped with Wi-Fi capability. When Wi-Fi isn't included in the new PDA, it can be added relatively easily and inexpensively with a Wi-Fi-equipped SD card. What about the new generation of cell phones equipped with Wi-Fi? Well, that's an interesting target for us, said Niklas Zenstrom. We think cell phones with Wi-Fi will complement Skype. All right. Yes, Skype has competitors. SIP phone Monday around a new... What the fuck? Fuck this guy. I don't want to read his article anymore. He's an asshole. But anyway, looking to the future, Zenstrom said Skype software will continue to be free. The company plans to announce commercial products later this year. Some advanced features will carry a charge, and there will be charges to connect calls to a global public switch telephone network. So he said, okay, so it's not going to be free, but it's going to be there. And anyway, whatever. Ah, man. You know what? I hate fucking reading.
Oh, great. All right, check this out.
All right.
Okay. First, let me get to the IMs. I got quarter duplex here.
Quarter duplex, he IM'd me, yeah, I was just about to get on here when he IM'd me, so yeah.
He wants to know if Default Radio is still made out of WrestleMania.
You would have to consult with Natus on that. That was his assertion, that Default Radio was indeed made out of WrestleMania. And I don't know, has it been pandemonium lately? Maybe episode, what was that, 19? That was like 3 hours long? That was straight WrestleMania right there. The scary thing was the 2 hours that were on the phone after that was even more WrestleMania. But anyway.
But,
so yeah, to that, I'll field that question saying please consult with Natus on that.
Okay. He also says that he thinks he should get an email since three of our 21 listeners right now were introduced to the show by him.
Really? Who's that?
Well, I'll let him... who's that? I'll ask him right now. And let's go to my other IMs here. I got ProTrex here, says he's got the answer for the T-Mobile question. He says, yes, the phones are new. He says, you get free WAP data transfers at dial-up speed, so free web surfing. It's not on the website, but I have been using it every day. The rates are pretty good, and if you top up with, I guess that's some kind of T-Mobile term, top up. With $25 before June 30th, you get prepaid service for a year. And that 800 conf doesn't work. The code is accepted, but when you call it up, it asks you to say your name, and you are put into music on hold thing.
Oh, so it needs an administrator code. Okay.
Yeah, and so it needs a chairman, actually.
Yeah, okay.
This isn't going to happen.
Okay.
Quarter Duplex says... Oh, he was including him in his three listeners. Him, Inhuman 4, and No Name Brand are listening right now.
Okay, well, this is what I'm going to say then for Quarter Duplex. For everyone else, you all get emails. Wait, Doug, do we have unlimited emails? We do, right? All right, yeah. Quarter Duplex, you get one. And Code Monkey, since you haven't given me a reason why you deserve one yet, you get one.
No. I was actually going to get over to his IM right now.
Oh, okay. I was going to say he gets one for not giving me a reason, but let's see the reason, because if it's not a good reason, then he won't get one.
Okay, well, here's his reasoning.
Oh, okay.
He says, for one, I'm part of the Default Army. And he says, another good reason.
We have an army now?
I guess. I didn't know that either. Maybe we should enlist.
This is like the American Revolution. It's bring your own gun. I'm not supplying that to you.
BYOG, guys.
BYOG, baby. Bring your own gun. If it isn't a good enough gun, I don't know.
Is this another good reason for my own default email address?
Yeah.
Is so that chicks will think I'm cool when I give it to them.
Oh, okay, that's a damn good reason. Yeah, he gets one. Okay, Quota Duplex, Code Monkey, you both get fucking emails. G.I. Joe also gets an email for hooking me up with the fucking Dead Aim Crack. Deranged and the Midget, they both get fucking emails. And since we're running out, Doug, we're going to take yours. You don't have one anymore.
let's see. Cursed is messaging me with a bunch of random stuff that is really incomprehensible. He said, bullshit, they weren't the first. I'm almost positive FWD was using PDAs. According to msmobiles.com/news.php.
Oh, this is about the Skype, huh?
Yeah.
This is Wi-Fi to VoIP, huh?
Yeah, the SIP software has been out for months for Pocket PC. Apparently FWD got to it before Skype.
Well, you know what? I don't like Jeff Pulver because FWD doesn't work, all right? So let's see if Skype does.
Well, this is just what Kirst is saying.
Give Kirst the number and tell him to get on here.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
All right.
It's anybody who comes on here trying to fucking say anything good about Jeff Pulver, who just called in?
I don't know.
Doug, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Okay, so you get those emails.
Yeah, we got Joe. I'm gonna live up the list of who has an email.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
All right, we have 1111.
Well, you're really breaking up. Who? 1111. Okay, that's the default box. Me, you, Lucky, not Theory.
Right. Hold on. Let me get a good reception.
Yeah, get good reception and come back. What the fuck? Ruining my show.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Check one.
You know what? I'm about to call Matt Theory in a few minutes. It's like 11 o'clock.
Oh, man.
All right,
Protrek says he needs an email because he answered the question, and he also says, and I will bring my own gun.
Okay, Protrek gets an email.
All
right. No, tell him only if he gets me that RAM he promised me.
Dumb midget, D-range, accident, default, Doug.
Wait a minute. When did accident get one?
That's like, what I want to know.
He, like, hooked you up with an email address or something a long time ago.
So what was that supposed to be, a trade?
You said hook him up with one because he hooked you up with one. You said that on, like, episode 16.5 or something.
Oh, okay. So, all right, accident. All
right. Anyways, Default, Doug, G.I. Joe, Kizzle, Lucky 225, Majestic, Not Theory, Tron.
And now,
what we need to add is, who now?
Code Monkey.
Code Monkey.
Get the correct spelling of Code Monkey.
Code Monkey. Send an email to 1111 at Default Radio with your email address and what you want.
Yeah, you know what? Okay, wait. This is a fucking broadcast message to everyone who wanted an email today. Everyone who wants an email, send it. The people today don't have to include a reason. So the people who already gave me a reason, Code Monkey, Protrex,
Inhuman 4, Quarter Duplex.
Yeah, those guys who gave me fucking reasons. I don't remember Inhuman 4 giving me a reason, but anyway, the people who already gave me reasons, you don't have to include a reason. Send an email to 1111 at defaultradio.com with the spelling, the name that you want, and you'll get one. Anybody else who I didn't authorize who wants a fucking email, send the name that you want and the fucking reason. You know what I'm saying? And then you get it. And send it to 1111 at Default Radio.
Okay.
If you send it to 1111, if it's anything for me, Doug will just fucking forward it over to me. So there you go. So Doug, yeah, Quarter Duplex, Code Monkey, G.I. Joe, Protrex, and I don't know who else. But yeah, just send
what you want at Default and with your email address that you want it to be,
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
So if you already authorized it, you'll have to send a reason. If you already...
I want to talk to Stink first, though, to see if this is actually unlimited.
I thought he said unlimited.
Did he?
You told me that he said unlimited.
I didn't say nothing.
Oh, shut the fuck up. All right, well, these people already get their emails. Anyway, yeah. So anybody else, you want one, send the name you want at defaultradio.com and send the fucking reason that you want it.
Okay, let's
stuff
see.
Like, I don't know, stuff like fucking keys and shit and cereals, any kind of wares, anything illegal, that'll get you a fucking email right away. Like, Doug gave me the key for fucking, Windows 2000, but he already has an email. So if anybody else gave it to me, they would have one.
And wins it,
but you already have an email.
Hey, Bananas gets one too, actually, personally, because he's...
Oh, yeah, Natus gets one too. We're leaving some people out. Yeah, Natus, of course, gets one. He don't need a reason. Just because.
Because he's Natus. Because
he's better than you. Anyway, where the fuck is it? Has Kirst got on here yet? You here?
Yeah, dude, I'm here.
Oh, what's up, Kirst?
Yeah, what's up, man?
It's going down.
Just chilling, smoking a cigarette.
So now you're telling me that Free World Dial-Up is better than some Swedish shit?
Yeah, okay, Skype on the PC is based off of the XA network. It's a whole other shit from them.
Okay.
Now, X10 developed the soft IP phone for pocket PCs like a year ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Using the Wi-Fi.
Huh?
So you're telling me that fucking they have this shit, so this guy Nicholas Zenstrom is just full of shit?
Exactly, dude.
All right, Nicholas Zenstrom, if you're listening.
Oh, God.
You don't get a defaultradio.com email address, you fuckface. My Kirst gets one, too, by the way, since we're just handing them out today.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, yeah. If you want the recent version of that AIM, I got it somewhere on the...
Oh, I got it. I got 4.5, and I got the fucking serial and everything. So
well, how about Winamp 5, bitch?
I got Winamp 5.03. That don't need a serial. What is it, for the pro version?
Huh?
That don't need a serial.
Decoder, I just got a... Let's see, what's this guy's screen name? What? This guy, I don't know if he wants me to say his screen name, so I'll leave it out.
Okay, yeah.
But he says, tell Decoder that he can get cracks and key generators at keygen.us. So
okay, but the thing is, with those sites, like, fucking one of those fucking wear sites gave me a fucking Trojan. So I didn't even know it was happening, but
they all do.
They obviously put it into. Yeah, I know they all do. So I don't really trust those fucking places because, like I said, I got a Trojan for one of them. I actually didn't notice it was happening. My firewall didn't catch it. But when I went to delete my temporary internet files, as I was fucking doing it, AVG antivirus popped up and was like, we found a Trojan in your fucking goddamn temporary internet files. And I forgot what it was called. But I only went to Ware sites while I was online, so I know it was there from them. So keygen.us. Well, where the fuck did everybody go?
Right here.
What's the name of the website?
Keygen.us.
Keygen.us.
Keygen, where the fuck are you doing, Lucky?
Dude, I'm on speakerphone.
You're on the shitter.
Oh, shut the hell up. Keygen.us, fine. If anybody got any fucking else, anything to say about Keygen.us, go find out and let me know, because I'm not down with fucking downloading fucking zip files from some fucking serials wares site, you know what I'm saying?
What the fuck, dude? Lucky, get off speakerphone. Don't you have that default rule about using the same, you know, the best phone you got?
Yeah, you don't remember that, Lucky? What the fuck?
Yes, I remember that. I remember that.
Yeah, I'm
going to
slap
you
in the head next time I see you.
Now then, I think that's all the IMs.
All right, well, is that all the IMs? Because there was one more thing I wanted to fucking talk about.
Well, I got some... Oh, no, wait. There's one more IM from ProTrex. He wants to know where to ship the two fucking 64-meg DIMMs.
Well, it's only 64 megs. I don't want it if it's 64 megs. Because that's all I...
It's 128. It's two DIMMs.
Yeah, but, dude... Oh, really? Because I got is 64s, and I got only two slots on this fucking motherboard. It's all right. I was only kidding, man. Don't worry about it.
Well, just to let him know, he can go ahead and ship that to P.O. Box 1111.
Oh, what the hell, man? Why are you taking them, man? What the hell? I was only joking.
If you don't want the RAM, I'll take it. P.O. Box 1111, California, 91743.
Yeah, you better forward that shit to me then, you fucking fuck. Screw you.
I'll forward it right over to Decoder, General Delivery, New York, New York.
Shut the fuck up, man. You're such a goddamn asshole. No, I'm actually, you know, I got to get some more RAM because, as a matter of fact, speaking of that, I want to see what the fuck I'm doing right here. I got these two fucking things. One of them is called Clean RAM. It kind of sucks. Clean RAM now. Let's see if it does anything. Absolutely nothing. It doesn't do shit. It's supposedly running all the time in the background. The other one is RAM Booster. Let's see if RAM Booster does anything for me. Optimize.
It's
fucking working hard at doing something.
Decoder, Inhuman 4 has something that I know is going to get you going on a RAM. All right,
here you go. You know, just for a little side note here, RAM Booster seems to be better than fucking Clean RAM, although I kind of think RAM Booster is just lying to me about what it's doing. I think.
Okay.
So if you don't have a lot of RAM and you want to improve it, get RAM Booster version 1.6. It seems to work a little better than Clean RAM.
Well. All
right. So Inhuman 4. All
right.
Yeah. Here you go. It says, I heard me only QD. I don't know what the hell that means. Anyways, he says, if Decoder wants to avoid a lot of shit on the net, he should use Firefox or Mozilla or some other browser.
I use Firefox.
Hold on, before you start yelling. Not IE, because it's a piece of shit.
I know. I use Firefox. But I was using IE when I was going to those wear sites. Shut up.
It doesn't really matter, though, because for some reason I have, like, things installed automatically with Firefox, so I don't know.
Yeah, it still fucking happens. Let me tell you, this is what I have for security on my box right now. I have fucking AVG antivirus, because it's free, fucking Kerio Personal Firewall 4, which is the leadest shizzle in the world. It's fucking leet. It's more leet than anything else ever. It's the fucking fuck everything else, Kerio Personal Firewall 4, it's the shit. And, of course, Adaware. And I think that's alright, man, because fucking Kerio asked me fucking everything, man. I do anything, and it's like, are you sure? Fucking, I see, like, connections trying to come at me. Today, something was coming in from, client.comcast.net. I don't know what the fuck that was. But Cario fucking got it. It was like, what the fuck is this? I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to deny it.
It was Tron saying
I love you. Yeah, it probably was.
Well,
and of course, if you're running 2000 or XP, turn off your fucking Windows Messenger.
Yeah, that's
kind of what I forgot to do when I first installed Windows 2000, and that's how I ended up with the fucking Blaster, because I forgot to do that. I can't think of any other reason, any other way how I got that shit except for the fact that I forgot to turn off Windows Messenger.
Yeah.
And if you're like a real lazy bum, Adware has a plugin. So, just to let everyone know.
All right, well, check this out. I have a story right here, which is actually from Slashdot, but I thought it was pretty interesting.
Okay.
To share it on default. Overseas crooks abuse TTY phone service.
Really?
Yeah, according to Rick Zeman, who writes, the Arizona Daily Star is reporting that the 419 scammers and credit card thieves are abusing the U.S. TTY service, which enables hearing-impaired citizens to make phone calls.
Only citizens?
With the help of an intermediary operator, sorry.
Citizens, just citizens? So if I'm not a citizen, I can't utilize the TTY service?
Well, if you're not deaf, you're actually not supposed to try and utilize it. But anyways, the callers try to use stolen credit card numbers to make big purchases over merchandise from American companies. The operators often suspect fraud, but they can't just hang up. Federal rules require them to make the calls and keep the content strictly confidential.
Yeah, well, we know all about that.
Yeah, so apparently they've been stealing people's credit card numbers. The 419 scam for those Nigerian emailers.
Yeah, I know about them.
So apparently when they've been getting these account information, they've been using TTY to card stuff and have it sent back to Nigeria.
Well, it's pretty smart.
But
definitely pretty smart.
There's nothing the TTY ops can do because
they can't do shit, man. They won't hang up for nothing.
Yeah.
Assholes. Well, good. Hopefully, people continue to do that. Cause trouble. I like it.
Quarter Duplex is the one that gets an email, right?
They all have to send fucking emails to 1111@defaultradio.com. The people who are authorized right now to get one are Quarter Duplex, Code Monkey,
okay,
ProTrex, and G.I. Joe, and Natus,
right,
of course. Everybody else got to send the reason, and Cursed, and everybody else got to send the reason.
Thank you.
Yeah, I forgot one.
G.I. Joe already has it.
All right, G.I. Joe already has it. Everybody else who's not them got to send the reason. Those people have to send fucking an email to 1111@defaultradio.com with the spelling, the name they want for the email.
How about you give us give Decoder Nikki Hilton? You get a pop email or a webmail?
Yeah, I'll give my webmail up if you get me Nikki Hilton's number and it works. I'll be like, nah, I don't want it anymore. I'll fucking have that shit forwarded to fucking.
It's like I don't even want default.
I'll have that shit forwarded to Gmail. Fuck that. Speaking of that, who here is gonna get a Gmail? It's a gig.
I don't know, dude, about the privacy issues.
It's a gig. Who's getting one? At the way it is right now with fucking goddamn spiders searching through the body of your email, who's going to get a gig?
I don't even know how you signed up for that, because I went to Gmail.
I didn't sign up for it. It's not up yet.
Well, then how do you know about it having spiders?
Dude, what do you live under, a rock?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dude, it's been like on the evening news. You don't have to be online to know about this shit, man. It's been on the evening fucking news. There's privacy advocates all over the place bitching about this.
Like, Lucky actually watched it.
I thought you were a privacy advocate.
It includes 1,000 megabytes of storage for each account.
It's a gig. Now listen, Lucky, I wasn't joking, man. You laughed.
No.
I thought you were a privacy advocate.
No, seriously.
No, you are, right?
Yes, but I haven't seen that in the news.
Go to fucking Google News. And Google fucking Google Mail. And you'll get a million and one stories about it, fucking noob.
Oh, man, that's great. I love the irony of that.
I love how your phone keeps breaking out, cutting out every few seconds.
It's because my cordless is dying.
You're an asshole.
Actual voice.
Anyway.
Anyways, I just like the irony that I'm going to be using nudes.google.com to look up some shit on Google.
Yeah, I was going to say that, but, you know, it doesn't matter, man. I mean, it should say it on the Google site what they plan to do. If you go to gmail.google.com, it should say, like, we're going to fucking goddamn go through your emails. It says on their site. It's not something they're hiding. That's the deal. That's why you're getting a gig. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyway, we're gonna get in the comp. We're gonna fucking take callers in the comp because the one story that I had, you know what? I'm gonna read it after I give it the number. Fucking 508-295-9926. If you want to call in and say some shit, fucking especially the people who are giving emails to you, you better be on that comp. 508-295-9926, extension 333. We're gonna call in a minute, so get on there. I'll give for the delay. While the delay is happening, just in case anybody is with Lucky under a fucking rock. Oh, now my computer's fucking crashing.
Great.
Fuck. Anyway, I have a stupid story here. Yeah, okay. No, fuck.
Huh.
Okay, what the fuck is wrong, man? All right. And this is a story right here from the San Diego something or other. Al-Qaeda threat understood before 9/11, says Rice. Of course, Dr. Condoleezza fucking retard Rice.
Fucking honorary doctor, I swear.
Yeah, right? National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice says the Bush administration understood the importance of the terrorist threat from Al-Qaeda before September 11th terrorist attacks in the United States. Well, no fucking shit. So now you're admitting that you fucking knew about it, thankfully. Ms. Rice made her comments before the Independent Commission investigating the attacks. In her opening statement, Ms. Rice told the commission members that for decades, the United States did not respond sufficiently to the rising threat of terrorism. Now, whatever. Ms. Rice testified, however, that before September 11th attacks, the first major national security policy directive developed by the Bush administration was aimed at the elimination of the Al-Qaeda terrorist network. President Bush understood the threat and he understood its importance. She said, he made clear to us that he did not want to respond to Al-Qaeda one attack at a time. He told me he was tired of swatting flies. Blah, blah, blah. Point is, fucking classified shit coming out that fucking they knew something was going to happen in August. No fucking shit. Who didn't know that?
Fucking British knew it. The Israelis knew it.
Yeah, everybody knew it. And everybody knew what the fuck was going down. All right, so, yeah, fucking, you all knew. You all fucking let it happen. Fuck this. Fuck especially fuck Bush. If you, anybody who decides to fucking vote in the presidential election, if you vote for Bush, just don't even fucking talk to me, man. The fuck out of here. What's wrong with you? Don't vote for anyone, because who wants to vote for John Kerry? Nobody. You only get two choices. That's not a choice. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing going to happen. Ain't nothing going to change, no matter who the fuck you vote for, but just on principle.
Bush is a fucking moron anyway.
He's just a fucking idiot. Anyway. But yeah, we're going to call the comp once again, 508-295-9926, extension 333. Lucky, are you still there?
He's in the kitchen.
What a fucking jerk.
He's in the kitchen.
You hear him in the background. No way. Lucky, you're a fucking asshole. Fuck you.
I got to get back to work.
Yeah, get out of here, fucking Doug. We don't like you anymore.
What? Doug work what?
I don't know. He's engineering.
Engineering? Doing what?
I don't know.
Making sure it fucking works?
Yeah, making sure everything's going correctly.
He's working. He's monitoring.
That's a job.
There on his ass.
It's a fucking job, man. But yeah, we're about to call up the comp. I don't think anybody's going to be on there, but we're going to try anyway.
Yeah.
If Lucky would get back. Curse, I don't know. Make an announcement while I'm gone. Say something. Hold on.
Lucky's a fucking moron.
Fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking... I'm fucking hungry, man. I'm fucking sitting and eating popcorn.
Why don't you come over, dude? I got a bunch of leftover pizza.
Press 1 to continue.
See, nobody's on the comp, man. What the fuck? 508-295-9926, extension 333. Not 337. The regular comp, but the default comp, 333.
Come on, people. 16 people listening.
Anyway... Lucky, you know we're doing a show here? Who says you can go fucking do shit? Like, what if I just fucking said, hold on, I'm going to go to the kitchen? Is this going to be dead air so we both get back?
I'm going to go take a shit.
Yeah, what the fuck?
the decoder.
Yeah.
You know you dialed that wrong.
What are you talking about?
You hit like 333 pound, and when you hit pound, it's like press 1 to continue. Because I just called the conference, and there's like people on there.
Oh, whoops.
You just dialed. All right.
You fucking noob.
Noob? But you know how to dial a number on a phone?
Hold on.
Phone.
Fucking noob.
Shut the fuck up, dude. You didn't even know about Gmail. What the hell was wrong with you?
Oh, shut the hell up.
All right, now we got the fucking conference on. Who's
Yo,
on the,
Dakota.
Who's on the conference?
ProTrack.
What up?
What's up, Dakota?
What up? Anybody got anything to say? Because I sure as shit don't.
Sounds about right, man.
Thanks for the email address, dude.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah,
no,
thanks for the email.
Yeah, man, thanks.
No doubt.
Thanks for the pointer.
Oh,
now chicks will love me, right?
Hell fucking yeah.
Yeah, all the chicks, man.
So, anybody got anything to say? Any fucking announcements? Anything,
Hey, Dakota, did you want some 64 meg dims?
No, that's right. I was only fucking kidding, man. I'm just going to go to CompUSA and steal myself some fucking RAM.
Yeah, well, Lucky took it the minute you declined it.
Yeah, well, Lucky's an idiot.
Lucky's
fuck him. No, I'm just going to... I need, like, fucking goddamn 512s and shit, because I'm not going to fuck around anymore. I have nothing but 64s fucking flying around my house. I don't need that shit.
Your fucking computer's not going to support 512. What the hell
are you, retarded? Fucking, I already checked how much this motherboard supports. And I got fucking, like, 3 other computers, bro. What are you talking about?
All right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, where's that echo coming from?
The person using VoIP.
Who's on VoIP?
No, not me. It's not the person using VoIP.
Hmm.
Sorry, pal. I had it in the other headphone, so it definitely wasn't me.
Hmm. Did it stop?
Maybe not. Somebody set the radio on too loud.
Turn down your radio.
Feedback.
Do we have to explain that to our listeners?
I don't know.
Yeah, my listeners are real idiots, Dakota.
The delay would be a lot. Well, fucking, that's because I'm a real idiot, so what would I expect?
Noob, turn off your radio.
How many people are in the conference? Let me see.
There are
3
other callers in the conference.
Oh, okay.
Who's that loud guy? Is he using Free Will Dial-Up?
I didn't even know Free Will Dial-Up worked.
Which loud guy?
I used Free Will Dial-Up for a while, and whenever I picked up my phone, I wouldn't hear anybody. It's that guy. He sounds louder than Decoder.
Yeah, dude, when you pick up your phone, dude, that's a firewall issue.
I'm using...
My frickin' Cisco is outside of the firewall. Yeah, what are you using?
I'm using Net's phone, actually.
Uh-oh.
Well, I've been using a soft phone.
Yeah, and then I got my PlayStation headset plugged into the USB port, man.
Lovely.
That must be why.
Wow. Champ.
Oh, man. Anyway, I don't know. I'm going to get off the fucking thing for a while. Lucky, you fucking finished the show.
What the
fuck?
Who just fucking...
Are you telling me did Dakota just hang up?
No, I didn't hang up, bro.
you're like, Lucky, you finished the show.
No,
like,
I'm going to do what you did. I'm going to go into the kitchen and get something to eat.
Oh, God, I'm fucking still hungry, though, man.
I don't fucking care, man.
Dude, Lucky, come over. I got pizza.
Yeah, because I'm done talking about shit, Lucky, so you got to have stuff now. I mean, if we let you back on the show, you got to do something.
Well?
Oh, you know what I forgot?
What's that?
I can't believe I forgot about this. Yo, seriously, whose phone is echoing like that? I want to hear myself.
God.
Somebody's phone has to be echoing. Who is that?
Either that or someone listening to a shoutcast.
Yeah, but
the shoutcast
will be...
has like a 30-second delay.
Yeah, it would be way delayed, you know. Oh, it stopped. Oh, it didn't. I got someone from Stank in the mail today. Well,
you
the other day.
What in the mail?
I got someone from Stank Dog in the mail today. Not today, the other day.
Okay.
You know what it is?
What is it?
Warn. Nice. I voted when I was seven.
This is some sort of Teletubby with a dog face.
What the hell?
It's the fucking greatest thing in the world. It's some little Chinese fucking toy. What the fuck? I think a couple of months back, thank God it's at the Haitian swap shop down there in Florida. I don't know what goes on in Florida, but apparently they have Haitian swap shops, right? The swap meet. And I think a couple of months back, he sent one to Duel that was like a Spider-Man or something.
What the hell?
And this one is a Teletubby, except it doesn't look like a Teletubby. It has a dog face. It kind of reminds me a little bit of the Black SpongeBob. If anybody knows about the Black SpongeBob.
I've never heard of a Black SpongeBob.
You don't know about the Black SpongeBob?
No.
Oh, man, I gotta find my other fucking, it's on my other computer. I have the picture of it, but, this thing is a Teletubby, but with a dog face. Like, he calls it the Mongrel Teletubby. So that's Mongrel.
Are we gonna put the Black SpongeBob? Okay. All right. Are we gonna put the Black SpongeBob up on defaultradio.com?
Dude, you never heard of the Black SpongeBob?
Nah, dude.
You crazy? We might. I was gonna make T-shirts with that shit.
Oh God.
No, actually, it was some. It was a pack of fucking Valentine's Day cards, like little kid shit, that they were selling at Walmart, I believe, and they were made in China. And I guess I don't know. Maybe the Chinese don't know about SpongeBob. But for some reason, instead of yellow, it was black. So, I don't know. You know, some people got upset about it. I thought it was pretty cool.
What, people were buying, like, SpongeBob Valentine cards, and they open it up, and the fucking SpongeBob is black.
Yeah.
That's great.
And this is what I didn't understand. This is what I did not understand about the black SpongeBob Valentine's Day cards. SpongeBob was not only black, right, but he was holding a big-ass toothbrush, and the caption said, "Looking good." What does that have to do with Valentine's Day?
Wait, no, I think they got misprinted as dentists, those cards they give out at the dentist after you, like, yeah.
That must have been it, because he was holding a big toothbrush, fucking said, "Looking good." He was black, and they were Valentine's Day cards. I don't...
Oh, man, that's great, dude. That's great. Like, how did that hit the consumer market? Like, don't you think Nickelodeon would have, like, you know, took a few samples before they fucking hit it on the shelf?
I don't know, man. I don't know. But it was SpongeBob.
Check your IM, dude. I sent you a link to the picture.
Oh, man. We're putting that on defaultradio.com.
Somebody say, what's the fucking URL so everybody else could join in the fun?
http://www.freep.com. Building is a backslash, right? /2004/fed.
Somebody make a tiny URL to that.
Yeah, somebody.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my gosh. What the hell?
So, Dakota, this toy amuses you?
Hell yeah, it amuses me.
All right, here you go.
Of course, you're easily amused, right?
Dakota, shut that off. All right, the link is tinyurl.com/3amvf.
3amvf, all right. So everybody can, you know, look at the SpongeBob, the looking good. You like that, Lucky?
Yeah.
3amvf?
3amvf.
Yeah. Inhuman 4 suggests that before we end the show, we better listen to the goddamn voicemail.
Yeah, Doug. Oh, you know what? I guess I have to do it. That means we have to drop the fucking conf. Because I was... What time is it?
8:23.
Don't forget to tell my, Drain's got his email.
Oh, you want it? You wanted the story to be told, huh?
Yeah, give them out. I don't freaking care what they're
doing. Oh, okay. The reason that the Reigns and the Midget got their fucking emails was because they owned somebody's Comcast account.
And his name wasn't Tron.
It was something else.
Yeah, something like Kane Marlowe or something.
Something like that. But that was owned by Social Engineering. They got the pass for the account, so...
Yeah, there's a text file on the internet.
Give out the URL for the text file.
ClanKOA.com/deranged.txt.
Spell it out.
clankoa.com/derangeed.
Okay, so clankoa.com/deranged.txt. So yeah, go read that fucking file about social engineering Comcast. I would like no information at all. That's fucking nice. You don't need, you didn't need shit to get that, huh? Well, you're mad low.
All he did was like drop the ante, and I went through and social engineered them, but they kept asking me shit like what kind of modem you use and stuff. I just told him I used a surfboard. Hell, I got lucky.
So you just made stuff up, huh?
If you just know their, the state they live in and their phone number, you could probably get it.
So that's all you need is the state and the phone number. And apparently Tron got owned. So maybe he'll be on the cop next time to give a little an update on that. So if they ask for the last four of the social, just fucking hang up and call back and try again.
Just fucking hang up on them because they don't put notes on the account about when a call's wrong.
Oh, nice. Nice. All right, so before I drop the comp, because I got to call the email since fucking nobody else has three-way for some reason.
I could three-way it.
Anybody got any shouts?
Shouts to Timo for unlimited data on prepaid.
Nice. Is that it? Anybody else got any shouts?
Got a few fuck yous, but no shouts.
Who's the fuck yous to?
Let's give a fuck you to Friendlies for giving me frickin' food poisoning this week.
Friendlies give you food poisoning?
Yeah, it was pretty nasty. It could have been Friendlies, but it also could have been school. But it's probably not school.
Hey, wasn't there a dude who was mad loud on here? What happened to him?
I'm still here. I just turned my volume down.
Oh, who was that?
Code Monkey.
Oh, Code Monkey. What's up, bro? I'm going to see you fucking, like, a couple of weeks, right?
You're gonna be there, man, right?
Hopefully. If fucking not, there he goes. I'm going.
Sweet.
Most definitely. I looked at I went on MapQuest. The Westport doesn't look too fucking far. I don't mind.
Nah, it's not too far at all.
And like I said, I'll say it again. I don't go to the fucking New York 2600 because I just don't fucking feel like going to the fucking Citicorp building, wasting my fucking time during rush hour, fucking bullshit, Friday fucking night. Screw that. No offense to anybody who goes to that, but, you know, have fucking fun. You ain't going to see me there.
I hear you.
You know, not down with that. But, got any shouts, Code Monkey?
Just out the BinRev forums and all the guys on there. Same place to hang out. Good people on there.
Hell yeah. Anybody else got any shouts? Because I got to call up the fucking voicemail. Nobody? Any fuck yous besides Friendlies?
Shout to you for the email pointer.
Oh, no doubt, man.
Yeah, man. Sweet.
All right, well, that's it.
Now I get all the ladies.
Hell yeah. That's it. I'm going to drop the conf. Fuck
yeah. All right, yeah. Later, guys.
Later.
Bye.
All right, is Lucky still here?
Yeah.
All right.
Yo, speaking of Knot Theory, where the fuck is that bag?
All right, you know what? After I call the fucking the voicemail, I'm going to call Knot Theory, but let me call up the voicemail. Doug, the password is still the same? Oh, whatever. Doug's not here. So I'll be right back. Fucking
Doug's
Lucky, talk about something.
Name. What?
Talk about something. We're doing a radio show here. I'll be back.
Oh, okay. All right.
I got
the voicemail, you jackass.
I got to fill in the dead air here, huh? Oh,
yep.
God, my fucking cordless phone. It's always dying, man.
Yeah,
so
why
now,
charge it, you fucknut?
I did. It was charged before the show.
Messages.
I don't know.
And two saved messages. You are at the main menu. To play your messages, press 1. To personalize your greeting. New messages. Sunday, March 28th, 12:04 a.m. Your callback number is 484-333-2858.
Hello. I am Default Radio calling Default Radio. I love Default Radio, except you have to fight one guy, Knot Theory.
No!
Or your Annie R belong to us. Get Cricket, it's Leap.
Cricket.
Actually, no, don't get Cricket, get Leap. It's even weirder.
The hell is he talking about,
to keep
Cricket?
This message new and play the next, press 1. To save this message, and new message, Monday, March 29th, 5:18. AM, your callback number is 5612028639.
Hey, Decoder. What's up? I'm assuming this is Joe.
the voicemail, but with that message, I'm not so sure. You know, I've been out for a couple of weeks, but, and my computer supposedly got taken for repair while I was away. So, I guess I'll just talk to you and I see you online.
To keep this new message, Sunday, 9:43 a.m.
Hey, this is Inhuman 4.
And, Quarter Duplex.
And we just wanted to pop by and say that your show rocks.
Yeah.
And keep it going.
It's awesome. And keep Lucky on there. He teaches us way more than you, Decoder.
Yeah, and if you're not talking about freaking and stuff, that's okay. Because the show is still awesome, even when you're not talking about freaking. We all enjoy it.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
So this is Inhuman 4.
And Quarter Duplex.
And we're signing out.
Noob.
To keep this message new, new
shut
message
up,
Tuesday, 12:15 a.m.
Hey guys, this is Cessna. I've made a banner ad for Default Radio. It at the beginning it says Default Radio with Decoder and In Theory, and as it plays, it says call Default Radio voicemail at 484 default, and goes through. It's got a little has a little keypad on the side, and of course it's animated. I'm sending it to Decoder's voicemail, excuse me, email box at the one on defaultradio.com address. So you guys check it out and see what you think. Leave me, well, I'll be in AIM. Decoder can let me see what he thinks. You guys take care. Have a good night. Later.
To keep this message new and play the next.
All right, that's it on the fucking voicemail. All right. I should have went in there and erased the one that a fucking Nathier and I left. Anyway. Anybody still here? What the fuck is going on?
I'm here.
Jesus, you guys want to fucking talk or something?
Well, we're being quiet. Well, my Lucky's probably eating. I'm
fucking Lucky. You're such
fucking,
a fucking bitch, man.
The voicemail play, you know?
I'm not eating, motherfucker. I
well,
got
just shut up,
I...
because...
What, are you sticking your thumb in your ass?
I'm going to call... shut up, because I'm going to call Not Theory. Because is he on AIM?
No, well, he's on AIM, but he's fucking idle.
He's idle? All right, I'm going to call him. He's probably not going to answer, but I'm going to call him anyway.
He's been fucking idle all day.
Hold on.
He's always idle, man. Whenever I need him the most, that fucker's, like, idle and shit.
Idle, 14 hours, 33 minutes.
Fuck.
Probably ain't going to answer.
Yo, this is Not Theory. What's up?
Shut up, man. What the fuck is wrong with you? What the fuck, man?
Bastard. Bastard. Answer the damn phone! The hell was that?
Decoder playing with that fucking thing, saying dogs at him.
Alright, apparently Not Theory ain't picking up his phone. He probably knows. He's like, no, it's Decoder. I forgot to do the show. You know this thing right here? This mongrel is also a flashlight.
That's, great.
How lead is that?
That's kinda sad, yo.
This is dope.
Sad.
Let me tell you, Decoder, that makes for real great radio.
Yep.
All right, well, you know what that means? That means we're out of here.
Yep.
Oh, fucking yeah. Doug has to get on. Doug. Because,
fuck Doug.
Well, he used to, like, I don't know, start playing the closing music, which is also going to be Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
Doug. Fucking asshole, man.
Doug. Hold on, Doug just IM'd me.
Is he playing the music yet? He doesn't want to
yeah,
get
it. Yeah, it's playing now.
All right, good. The music is playing now. It's another Black Sabbath song. I forgot to... No, what did we come in with? We intro Into the Void, and now this is something else that I forgot. So here's a Black Sabbath song that I don't know what it is. That, I forgot what the fuck... Hold up. We're playing Yeah, Lord of this World, Black Sabbath. That's what you're hearing in the fucking background, yeah. Hopefully. And Doug doesn't want to give any shouts, so fuck
him. I think I actually have that vinyl.
It's the shit, man. It is
the
shit. You got any shouts, by the way?
Shouts to Accident. And fuck you to his parents for not letting us go to the bonfire tomorrow.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Any shouts, Lucky?
Yeah, give a shout-out to Majestic and, yeah. That's it.
Yeah, I give shouts to Majestic, too, and to Stank for sending me this mongrel Teletubby dog face.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to give shouts to Voodoo Hal for the developer discount he got me on my Mac.
Oh, yeah.
I got a thrifty new iBook.
Nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
All right, and shouts to everyone who was on the fucking comp. Shouts to fucking Cold Monkey. Shouts to ProTrex. Of course, shouts to Deranged and the Midget, owning fucking Tron.
Again.
And shouts to White Sword for being a fucking motherfucker. And you know what?
And before you cut it off, also I'd like to give a shout-out to the lamers at work that think they're elite.
Yeah, fuck them. They don't know what they're doing, man.
Fucking skip key.
Yep. Yeah, man. And shouts to fucking Not Theory for hooking me up with the fucking Windows 2000 disc, and fucking shouts to Doug, even though he's a little bitch, for hooking me up with the fucking serial. And that's it, man. We're fucking out of here. I'm fucking Decoder.
And Lucky.
Earth.
And Doug ain't here. And just like every week, just like every day, just like every fucking second, everything is always on default. And it ain't gonna change. Ever.
The truth.
Because nobody ever is going to get any security, man. I don't even know if we're still playing. I don't know if Doug's cut us out yet. I have no idea. Doug, have you cut us out yet? Are we gone?
Nah, we're still playing.
Motherfucker. Anyway, we'll just sit here like idiots then. While fucking Doug isn't doing his job engineering.